It's Tuesday, November 10th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Big Pharma megacorp Pfizer claims it has a working coronavirus vaccine that's effective 90% of the time. Meanwhile, turmoil at the White House as Trump fires the Secretary of Defense, more close officials catch coronavirus, and tabloids report that staffers are burning scented candles to cover up the smell of Trump and his cronies' fast food deliveries. And lastly, a shocking peace deal appears to have ended, at least on paper, the war between Armenia and Azerbaijan, but also sparked massive protests in Armenia's capital.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Pfizer, one of the biggest drug companies in the world, announced on Monday that an early analysis of its coronavirus vaccine showed that it works pretty well. Pfizer says that in clinical trials, early data suggests that their vaccine was 90% effective in keeping uninfected patients free from the virus after exposure. That puts it on roughly the same level as something like the measles vaccine. You don't hear much about measles anymore, except in extreme anti-vax cases, so that's a promising sign. But we're still hedging all of this. Pfizer is only claiming this is early data. They clearly need to gather more information, particularly on the long-term safety and efficacy of the vaccine. So that 90% figure could change. But they are confident enough to have asked the FDA for an emergency authorization of the vaccine and hope to have between 15 and 20 million doses produced by the end of the year. Then the big hurdle is distribution. Pfizer's vaccine uses a temperamental protein called mRNA, which has to be kept extremely cold, which makes shipping the doses pretty tricky. Fortunately, there are at least 11 other companies also working on cures, some of which will have early results in later this month. So all our eggs aren't in one big pharma basket here. And now let's check in with the White House. Things aren't going that well. President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark T. Esper on Monday, a move which doesn't exactly bode well for general stability in the coming months. Esper and Trump had clashed in the past because Esper opposed sending in troops to crack down on Black Lives Matter protests this summer. For Esper's part, though, he is probably glad he's gone, because once again, the coronavirus is spreading among Trump's inner circle. Three people who were at the president's election party last week, including Trump's chief of staff and housing secretary Ben Carson, have now tested positive. The third case is David Bossie, the advisor who Trump recently tapped to spearhead the legal challenges against Biden's wins in battleground states like Georgia and Nevada. Probably not a great time for him to get sick. The funniest detail, however, comes via the Daily Mail. The Mail reports that some staffers have been lighting rose-scented candles to cover up the incessant smell of fast food delivered to Trump and his inner circle. Clearly, the big guy isn't handling things too well. But back in the real world, one troubling sign in all of this is that Mitch McConnell hasn't fully cut Trump loose yet, arguing on Monday that the president was, quote, 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options, unquote. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement of Trump's claims, but it's not an overt acceptance of Biden either. The Biden camp, meanwhile, is continuing to remind everyone that they won't mess all this up when they eventually take over, announcing a roster of actual scientists and experts to form their incoming coronavirus task force. Meanwhile, on CNN earlier today, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he hasn't spoken to Trump since the president was in Walter Reed Hospital with the disease himself. Sounds about right.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The war between Armenia and Azerbaijan may be coming to a dramatic and controversial end after Armenia's president announced that he had signed a peace treaty with Russia and Azerbaijan. The deal comes in the wake of several key victories by Azerbaijan's military, which recently captured a major town in the contested region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The region is largely recognized as being part of Azerbaijan, although its residents are mostly ethnically Armenian and consider themselves citizens of an autonomous republic of Artsakh. The deal, signed by Armenian President Nikol Pashinyan, appears to have effectively surrendered most of the region to Azerbaijan and Russia, and it has been met with immediately widespread protests in Armenia's capital of Yerevan. The protests are not at all peaceful either. Early videos coming out of the city show protesters breaking into government buildings. It's pretty unclear what will happen next, as these protests just flared up late on Monday night. It looks like when the dust settles, there will be a new balance of power in the region, which is a mess of conflicting interests between Turkey, Russia, and the warring powers themselves.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
One last White House tidbit we couldn't squeeze in. CNN reports that John McKenty, director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office, is telling the administration staffers that if he catches them looking for another job, they'll be fired outright. That's probably not looking like much of a punishment at this point. In New York City, the NYPD announced that the streets around Trump Tower would be, quote, periodically shut down to pedestrians. In other words, they don't want protesters anywhere near the president's precious apartment building. After a disappointing showing down ballot, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee head Sherry Bustos is stepping down from her job. We now wait on bated breath to see if her replacement will be any more competent. And finally, what could be a significant storyline this week, Attorney General Bill Barr authorized the Department of Justice to probe, quote, substantial allegations of voter fraud, basically saying he's more than willing to go out doing Trump's bidding till the end and weaponizing his supposedly nonpartisan agency at the same time.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show with Sam later.